Anyway, you might remember I spoke last year about a bloke ripping the guts out of the Acton Tunnel in the ACT. Well, Pete and the team at 2CC have sent me a story via the Canberra Times. A Queanbeyan man who crashed his truckload into the roof of the Acton Tunnel last year, and I had to check this twice, has been fined $3,000. 49-year-old Stephen Klaus Teets was charged with failing to comply with dimension requirements after an excavator attached to the prime mover he drove along Parked Way hit the top of the tunnel and tore through metres of the roof October 20 last year. Now, I remember talking to my listeners about it, and it just absolutely ruined the tunnel, the roof of the tunnel. Now, what I've found out is there's only a maximum fine of $10,000. The initial clean-up bill, and that's apart from all the dislocation from motorists in the area, the crash sparked significant traffic delays. I think it was closed for a couple of days. $1.2 million damage. Another 230 grand spent on the initial clean-ups. We're up to nearly $1.5 million. Teets said he'd checked the height of the truck and excavator against the height of the tunnel before he drove through the eastbound lane before the crash. He then drove over the Edinburgh Avenue bridge before headed back towards the tunnel in the westbound lane, assuming the load would fit. But once he drove inside, Teets felt the truck shudder and saw debris falling from the roof in his rearview mirror. He kept going and stopped about 50 metres inside the tunnel and phoned 000. The court heard the slope of the road meant the tunnel's roof height differed slightly but was always above 5 metres. Teets says he'd measured the excavator site at 4.8. But court documents said it must have been 5.1 or above. His lawyer, Angus Webb, described the crash as a most unfortunate incident. Oh, yes, it would be. Mr. Webb said Teets was a diesel mechanic by trade who'd worked in the heavy trucking industry for more than 30 years. He had kept his job after the crash, though he'd undertaken extra training. The court heard the prosecution would not seek reparation for the crash, and Teets had limited capacity to pay a fine. So who pays it? The taxpayers of Canberra, the ACT. The prosecutor described the offence as mid-range, noting the length of time the tunnel had been closed, the amount of traffic congestion, and then the cost of almost $1.5 million. He said the incident had posed a serious risk of diminished public amenity and damage to road infrastructure, as well as an appreciable risk of harm to public safety. The magistrate accepted Teets had checked the vehicle's height and said his assumption he'd fit through the other side of the tunnel was wrong. He was given 8 months to pay the fine of just $3,000, having caused $1.5 million in damage. Dear, oh dear, oh dear.